From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM leaders may have signed up to the FTAA, but reservations remain. Puerto Rico's governor and the US Navy heading for a collision over bombing practice on Vieques. And ACP countries meet in Guyana to discuss the crisis in the sugar industry. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean heads are heading home from the summit of the Americas, which concluded yesterday. 34 leaders signed an agreement intended to create a hemispheric trading zone that far surpasses the European Union. 14 Caribbean leaders have now formally committed themselves to the free trade area of the Americas, as Emma Joseph reports.
This deal can be regarded as something of a victory for everyone. Many Caribbean leaders were apprehensive about plans to speed up the creation of the free trade zone in the first place. In the end, 34 very different countries issued their agreement and plan of action, but not without significant differences still remaining. The US president relieved many delegates by agreeing to stick to 2005, as opposed to 2003 as the start-up date. But that didn't stop George W. Bush from coming out strongly in favor of a free trade zone.
For those who question trade and its benefits, I would urge them to look at the experience that we've had as a result of NAFTA. Canada has benefited, Mexico.